The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I want to talk to you about the difference between first and third. So, what am I on about? Well, it was really interesting. Just last week, I was watching Joe Rogan on one of his podcasts, and Joe Rogan was like, what's the highest mountain? Is it K2? And then looking through the comments, everyone's taking the mic, because obviously the highest mountain is Mount Everest. But a little trivia fact here is that actually, in 1985, K2 was mismeasured. And actually, in 1985, K2 was the highest mountain from sea level, but they mismeasured it. So I actually was brought up to believe that K2 was the highest mountain, believe it or not. And that's because I learned the fact that the highest mountain was in 1985, which is when K2 was misdiagnosed, I suppose. So it is Mount Everest. But really interestingly, when I was just doing some research, because loads of people in the comments were like taking the mic, basically, and I was like, well, you know, I thought K2 was actually the highest mountain. Everyone's calling Joe thick, so I must be thick as well. But I understand why we thought that K2 was the highest mountain. And then I came across the third highest mountain. Do you know what it is? And I was really interested, intrigued by this. Because, like, everyone's heard of Mount Everest, the first highest mountain, 8,848 metres. And then everyone's heard of K2, which is 8,611 metres, which is about 237 metres slightly lower. And then the next mountain just below that, do you know what it is? Well, it's actually a mountain called, and I'm going to try and pronounce this, Kangchenjunga. And it's basically based in, lies between Nepal and Sikkim, India. So, why am I on about this? What has mountains got to do with the difference between first and third? Can I just say at this point, Mount Everest at 8,848 metres, the mountain that comes third is only 262 metres lower. So it's not even that much lower. But everyone's heard of Mount Everest, which is first. Everyone's heard of K2, which is second and used to be first, but it was misdiagnosed. And then this third one that I've never heard of, well, it's only 280-odd metres difference. And this is the difference between becoming first and third. If whatever industry you're in, you want to be known as the person in that industry. If you're known as the third person in that industry, you know, you're nobody. You know? Like, nobody knows about you. If you're first or maybe second, everybody knows your name. But if you're third, nobody knows about you. You know the difference between gold and bronze, or even worse, actually, is gold and fourth place in the 100 metres is like a tenth of a second. I actually don't know what it is, so let me just put you on pause. I'm going to go and find out for you because I'm really interested to know myself. Okay, so I've got them. So first, obviously, was Usain Bolt, 9.63 seconds. Second was Johan Blake, 9.75. The next one was Justin Gatlin, 9.79. And the fourth, who, after putting in all that work, went home with nothing, 9.88. So all these people ran 100 metres in less than 10 seconds. In fact, number six did 9.98. So literally, the difference between first place and sixth place is 0.3 of a second. 0.35, technically. But it works as a really interesting analogy for where you are in your business. You know, if you're a butcher and you're selling meat in Leeds and you're not necessarily known as the best butcher in Leeds, well, how's that going to work for you? You've got to use footfall, local footfall. Just a couple of days ago, we were in Barcelona and we came across like two or three different shops that just had massive queues. Like, we're talking 50 people stood outside the shop just queuing. And we're looking and trying to find out what the shop is. And it's like, it's a sandwich shop. One of them was a sandwich shop. And we're like, why is that? Do these people know something we don't know? There's 50 people queuing outside a sandwich shop. It must be the best darn sandwich you've ever had. And quite possibly so. Now, this is the difference between first and fifth, first and fourth, first and third, even first and second. Is that if you're first, you're going to have 50 people stood outside the shop. If you're just a normal, regular sandwich shop, you know, like, where do you even come? Nowhere. You just happen to be a sandwich shop. People won't go out of their way for you. So what are you doing in your business? You know, the point of these podcasts really are about wealth and generating cash. And one of the real ways of generating cash and becoming wealthy is to be unique in some way. And hopefully, to some extent, I'm fairly unique with my background and my experiences, and my property and my NLP and all the kids stuff that went on. And a good example of somebody with five GCSEs, no degree, who went from, you know, poor public records in school to actually being very successful, living next to the maid with multi-million pounds of property, you know. We've done all right. We're quite unique in that. We didn't have the education qualifications behind us, but off we went, and we did very, very well for ourselves through determination, hard work, being bolshy, being non-agreeable, which is, one of the 20 forms of success, by the way. It's one of the keys to success is being non-agreeable. And if you're wondering where that comes from, it's Jordan Peterson. He's fairly controversial on that. But we've done very well for ourselves. And the reason we've done very well for ourselves is that we always try to be first. We always try to be the best property investor going. We always try and be the best digital marketing agency going. We always try and create podcasts that you can't get anywhere else. And that can sometimes come down to my unique personality of non-agreeableness and my rants and my sense of humour. You know, if you want Dan, you only get Dan from one place. But what are you doing to stand out? What are you doing not to be first, not to be second and not to be third, and not to be fourth and fifth? What are you doing to be number one? What differences can you make? Like, are you incredibly nice with your tenants, for example? Or are you just like all the other landlords who are just okay, you know? It depends how important that is to you. Like, being nice to my tenants isn't necessarily at the top. Making the thing work and providing good quality accommodation, actually, and being profitable is my number one. You know, being profitable, to clarify, is my number one thing when it comes to being a landlord. Tenant satisfaction is not number one. Like, maybe if it was, I might make more money as a landlord, but it's not, right? It's, you know, my most important criteria is to make sure that the portfolio works, puts food on the table and so on, so we continue to live the life. Second to that comes tenant agreeableness to some extent and tenant happiness. If we have an unhappy tenant, that's okay. I'm all right with having an unhappy tenant. I'm an unhappy customer with British Gas, but there's not, you know, they don't care. And that's not to say I don't care either, because I do, but not at the, you know, somebody just asked actually, can they move their standing order from the 27th to the 1st? And no, you can't. Like, you're now into the next calendar month. And so no is the answer. So it's just one of those things. And if they don't like that, then that's okay. You know, they're entitled not to like it, just as I'm entitled to say no. But what are you going to be good at? What do you want to be first at? What do you want to be known for? What do you want to stand out at? And when you start implementing that, whatever that happens to be, okay, and get really good at that one thing, then that's where your success is really going to explode and where you're going to potentially make a lot more money. But if you're satisfied with being second or third or fourth or fifth or 100th, you know, the top 100, top 1% earners in the UK, you know, are you in that? Are you in a top 100, top 1% of wealth in the UK? And if the answer is no, then is that something that you want to go to? Are you happy not being in that, you know? Like, for me, it was about not having to get a job and not having to work for someone else. And I probably work more hours now. It goes up and down, but right now we're working a lot of hours. And I'm enjoying working the hours. It's never work if you enjoy it, but that's because we want our social media agency to do very, very well. So we're putting the time in order to make that happen. And do we get it right all the time? No, of course not. Of course we mess up like everybody else. That's just life. That happens with everybody. But our target is set out, and that's where we're headed. And so will it happen? Well, because we've got that as focus, it increases the probability. So what about you? What are you wanting in your life? Do you want to be settling? Or do you want to, you know, when you go to a party, do you want to be with the best looking partner in, of guy or girl in the party? that was me. And pretty much 99% of the time, that's exactly what happens. That's how I want to be number one. I don't want to be second and third and fourth, depending whatever, regardless of whatever it is. I want to be the top. When I play basketball, I want to hit the game-winning shot. I want to come out and score 30 points when the other team are like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? That's what I want to do. And unfortunately, the body doesn't want to do it anymore because the old knees don't work. And that's just part of getting older. So that's the difference between first and third. It all came from bloody mountains, Everest and K2 and whatever this third one is called. I never heard of it. So where do you want to be on that scale? So look, I hope that's useful for you. If you did find that useful, please come and talk to me. I'd love to get feedback. And in the meantime, we'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.